Okay. All right. Back to new business. Okay. We filled the vacancy. We got our officers in charge or online. We got the newsletter, which we need to put together now. Now, if you're, let's within a week, some quick little blurb together. You're new on the board. You know, this is, you know, how you, you know, feel like you're going to be helpful to the ranch, to the membership. Talk about your family, whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Does each individual do one, or do we just give it to
each individual can do one.
And then, okay.
All right, yours for you, Shauna.
That'd appreciate it. Vance Green, okay?
Be nice.
VGreen20 at
Cox.net.
Is that right? Hey, Shauna?
Yes.
Do you want me to use that awful old picture of you again on the website, or would
yes,
you
please, have
a new one?
Yes, please. I don't have any new ones.
Okay.
As I get them.
All right. You said it.
Okay, and Vance, I will put a little something together for the annual meeting, what was accomplished, and the directions and the proposals and the things that we're doing right now at this meeting so that the membership can see that we're moving forward. Okay?
Yeah, you had sent me a list. I'll look for it. You guys go ahead. You sent me a list of some other ideas you had, too.
Yeah, and Paul and Nancy are going to put an article together. Okay, 1 week. I appreciate that. Thanks.
Just attach it to your
and
email,
man. Vance will email you again.
Right. Now, what are we talking about?
Newsletter.
Can I just add my and send it to yours?
Yeah, you guys send me your articles. I'll make up the newsletter. All I need is articles.
That's good. That's what
I want. Regular old text files. You know, nothing fancy. If you send me something fancy, I can't deal with. I'll let you know.
Yeah, he'll put pictures in and everything. Larry, you had a question.
Something that should go in the newsletter, and whether Paul does something or I can do something. We have an issue with problem bears at the ranch.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Members need to know what they're doing to create this problem.
Sorry,
and what to do in the future. You know, hopefully we can get the problem corrected here shortly, but it's something that we're at fault.
Right.
For creating it.
Right.
And it can be a very dangerous safety issue for members. And I can kind of coordinate with Paul and throw something in there.
Hey, Larry.
Larry, I think our DSR wildlife.
I think our wildlife expert, Larry, if you could put something together and just email it to them.
I think one thing is.
Oh, I already have something. Bob Becker emailed me the wildlife guy. They have a flyer about this issue, and he already emailed it to me.
If you can just include that in there for people's information and safety, that's.
We'll see how it goes. I'll send it to you, Larry, so you can look at it and see if it's. You know, something we want to edit or whether it's really, really appropriate. It seemed to be pretty good to me, but, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Okay.
In connection with that, it's been reported to some that the north gate has been locked. And is that approved by the board or not approved by the board? Or what's the problem? Why is it locked?
It's approved by the board, and we lock it. You're
on right now.
To limit access. Because
for the deer hunters?
Well, let's just
week.
That was the thing that I want to discuss to see. Well, I guess we're discussing it. I think that whatever the board, you know, we have it posted. I'm not sure if the sign is still there that we were posting it to maintain the private road right and also to protect the exclusiveness of the hunting. However, I've gotten reports this week of multiple people that are just driving around the gate somewhere on the side hill. So. Bottom line, A, if we're going to lock the gate, the members have got to know. We've got to send out a newsletter and say, the hunter, you know, this should have gone out months ago so that I don't drive from Garfield County over the top and get locked out. You know, because when I have locals come and complain to me, I can say, well, I'm sorry, that's the way it is. But if they're doing damage, we have to pay for it. That's not appropriate. But if I'm paying my assessments and the amount of investment I have and I come over and hit it, I went and checked it a week or two ago and it wasn't locked. You could just lift it over, but then now it's not. And so
it's been for over a year. It was just locked loose and nobody was lifting it over.
If it is, then...
Are you aware, Paul, of anybody driving around?
I haven't
They're going. I think they're going down by the Ponderosa Pine, 200 yards to the west of the fence and cutting the fence. So somebody needs to check that, because I guarantee it. I know firsthand from people that said, well, I saw people just cutting the fence and going around. So we've got them armed. But we can't do that to the, I mean, the hunting aside or anything else, the association, the 300 members have to, it's got to either be a combination lock or the deer spring lock, or we put out a new key or we hide a key or something. Because
we have keys available, and you were telling people to come in and get a key at the ranch headquarters.
That's never going to work. When I drive from Garfield County and hit that gate, I'm not going to walk 5 miles to the ranch to get a key to come and unlock.
Right.
That's not going to work.
In the future, having an email or a newsletter saying, hey, from this time to this time is when that gate is going to be locked.
There's a way
to get around this. There's Knox box entry. Knox entry, you can have a combination box that you open it up and key comes out. You open the gate, you put the key back, you lock it up, and you go on about.
Well,
you can just have a combination lock.
The 30-06 open that box.
No, because it
will be open this week.
I don't think
so. The Knox box.
No.
Yeah.
Knox entry.
Add anything to it. Just, I mean, somebody could take an acetylene torch to it and get into it.
Good.
But a gunshot?
I think there's easy technology things to fix it. That or, you know, the, if we're putting a lock on it, there, I don't know how many new members, but most of the old members still have it, and that's why I checked. I used my key, but it wouldn't fit that lock. So if we're going to start locking gates, we've got to lock them with the Deer Springs key. Or if too many people have that key, then we may need to come up
with a system for next year. You know, you got to have a key, but, you know, do you want people duplicating the key?
No, you don't. That's why
if we're going to put a key in the box, we're going to have one that's got
to
be
non. And who's not going to hand it to somebody else?
And I think if there's some cost, whether it's a budget item or some members say, look, I don't really care, those that are willing to, then, hey, here's a key, but it's $100 for this key because it's a key. I mean, there's keys. There's keys in buildings in town that I have that I guarantee you're never going to get a copy to it. Because they don't make, you've got to go to a certified locksmith.
And you can't get them.
Do not duplicate.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, there's not a locksmith in Kane County that can make a copy of it. So it's, you know, you've got to call into a factory and they're, I'll show you a key. There's keys that we can do over here.
Okay,
to get this down though, it's like during hunting season, we lock the gates. Isn't that normal?
Isn't that what we did in the past few years?
It became such a problem of ineffective.
Yeah, people cut the gates.
Why don't we just leave it open?
I decided that, you know, when I was involved, we tried it for years, and the final decision was leave the dumb thing open, hope people close it as they come through. If it's a matter of raising that chain over the top so they can get in and out. I was through there the other day, and the chain was around, but the lock was not locked. But somebody else said, well, the next person coming through
will
notice that it's not locked, and they're good scouts, and they lock it. Then the traffic is not that significant.
How long until it's going to be unlocked?
The hunt only runs another week.
Well, then it may not be as big of an issue. I mean, we can't solve it or whatever, and then we've got to study it before next year, because I agree with the hunting, but at the same time, you can lock out 200 or 300 members and some people that pass up through there. I don't care. I'm happy both ways. If we said we're locking out every Kane County citizen and making it ugly, or we'll let them drive through. The hunters that want to get in there, they're going to hike a mile and get in there no matter what.
They're coming.
Well, one of the things, being a full-time resident there and seeing the problems when we have problem hunters come through, and we do have.
Yeah.
Last year, Ole got threatened when we have people setting up camp at the ponds.
Right.
I think these are all reasonable arguments, and I totally agree. And I have personally been the victim of driving down from Garfield County and having to turn around and go around. It is a big deal when it happens to you. I think that this thing can be effectively managed. I would like to think that we can do it on an honor system, and we trust everyone who comes through there. unfortunately, that doesn't always work. The gate will be open in a week. It's open the rest of the time. I think that what we do is spend the next year having a solvable plan. If it's leave the gate open and everyone's comfortable with that, then leave the gate open. If it's come up with a Knox box system of some sort where the select people can go through, we do that. We also have to look at the fact that we don't argue with anybody about we're not locking Kane County residents out. We have been really generous to them going through,
right.
And we encourage them to come get a key from us. And then that way we know who's in there, if they're supposed to be there, if they can have authorization to travel through. And you know, the thing for me is only two things, alcohol and high-powered weapons.
Yes.
As much as I hate to say it, they don't mix. And as much as I hate to say it, is you have no idea how many people go out there to hunt who think it's because they're not on the highways, it's free-for-all drinking and free-for-all 30-06. And I mean, unfortunately for me, I'm in the line of fire. And that's what scares me. And I, you know what?
And for that reason, I totally am in support that we have the ranch closed to hunting except by
authorized,
controlled people. We know that they, you know, Larry knows where a cabin is over the hill and isn't going to let a hunter shoot in certain areas. But if we go to that, if we lock a gate, this locking the DSR gate is a bunch of hogwash. We've got to lock the bottom end to keep people out of there.
There's been probably more than most of you even know about. There's been thefts and vandalism and all kind of craziness going on out there the past couple of years. And he wanted the bottom end
locked.
And was willing to, you know.
But that's a King County road.
No.
Right up the airstrip.
You mean coming up the airstrip going north?
In this fencing, you know, and if somebody knows enough that they're going to clear out through Podunk and cross the coal road or whatever, I'm not sure we need to do that. But at least Metal Canyon, both ends for security should be locked during, if we're going to lock the top, we should lock both. And it should be posted so people know if you're going up, you know, it's after the busy season, it's in the fall, those of us that are going up there, we know, but we either have a readily accessible key or we do cheap keys, we mail it out, and knowing that next year, those are all trash. I mean, we're talking, you know, I'll pay the $500 or whatever it is to, that or a code, that we change the code so that, you know, so that if Joe Blow has given it to his 10 buddies, and those 10 buddies give it to 10 buddies, they're going to get up there next time and know that, you know, it's not going to work.
I just don't like the idea of having everything locked up. And if you open it up, and it should say, like you got the chain on there, and it should say, just like the city does, you know, this is our ordinance, there is no hunting here, no firearms allowed, whatever it is that needs to be put here, it can only be by guided hunts or whatever it is, that it's posted on those.
The thing is, the problem causers don't care what you put on
there.
That's
right.
Exactly.
Well, then they're going to cut the fence anyway, so what difference does it make if the fence is open or not?
The problem causers are mostly lazy, and if it's open, they're going to go in and cause problems.
You think locking them out is the answer?
Can anybody look into the potential for a remote-controlled opening and closing for the season that Paul can authorize? I mean, we've got radios that work right now, but there's methods of radio communication to where
that's
why
I think between next year, whether we've got
he can authorize opening and closing of the gate.
Well, after the hunting season, is 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money to put in an electronic gate
this year in
solar power.
I think you put your minds together, and I'm out there all the time. I'm not opposed to leaving it open, and I'm not opposed to locking it. I don't find locking to be a big problem. However, I don't like the idea that there's people out there driving, shooting, who don't know where the cabins are, who don't know where people are.
And that's where
you catch
if we put a little money into better signs at both ends that said, for the next so many miles, till you hit the sign that looks just like this one on the other end, there is no cabin, there is no hunting, and so you're right. But those that go in there, sometimes Vance or somebody's going to have to go say, hey, what are you doing here? Did you not read the sign? It's either you know, are you packing up or am I calling the sheriff? And that and some surveillance cameras.
I did that last year. I took a surveillance camera up and I put it on the upper gate. Okay? But I also took up my chain and two case-hardened locks, which are the ones that Paul just took off up there. And that chain can't be cut. That chain, the average guy who carries a small set of bolt cutters can't cut that chain.
You're right.
And the average guy can't cut those case-hardened locks because they're so big. And I put a camera up there, and I unfortunately never got any real good images, but there were people who went up there, and they got mad, and they, you know, crashed around and whatever. But they turned around. And nobody tried to shoot the lock. Nobody tried to do anything. They, you know, it was adequately solved.
And I think most people are like that.
I know that Northrend Gate is going to close October 15th. And I don't care what happens. I know that March 15th is going to open. And that's been that way the last 10 years. And it's going to be advertised in the paper. So for us to pick the hunting dates, we know what they are in 2009. We know what they are in 2010. To have that in a newsletter, to put it in the Southern Utah News, for even the Kane County members to have some posting, so that when people, there's going to be the one or two join us, but at least we've made some effort. I don't go up there. I had people go to my lot last week on invitation and wanted to go up on top. They went up on top and then got locked up on top. They went up for the day and somehow it got locked behind them. And so then they have their camp trailer on my lot, and they've got to drive not only all the way around to get back to Kanab, but then to go back to Deer Springs to get their camp trailer. We can't have that kind of stuff.
No, I totally agree, Ben. I don't disagree at all.
There's three people that have those keys. Right
now. All right. Quick question, Brent, just for informational purposes. Do you still hear gunfire at night?
You know, we've had two really great guys out there hunting. And I've really only heard one gunshot this year, and that was when the deer killed the deer. Was it yesterday or day before?
Yesterday they got him.
Yeah, yesterday.
They got another one last night.
Oh, they did?
Steve Milfie, who is a Deer Springs owner, mm-hmm. and his buddy, they're the only rifle hunters that have been authorized to be in Deer Springs, and Paul's been working with them. I've talked to them sometimes. So.
You get some
It's been really good. I don't know if it's been a combination of high fuel prices and
the way this has worked has worked out great.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in contact with them. Yeah. Came to me. That I don't know how it usually goes in the past. That worked out great.
And they were extremely respectful of all of our infrastructure, okay. Private and collective. So I couldn't have been happier with people who were there.
All right. Obviously, we have things that we need to deal with in future meetings. Cabin winterization coming up next weekend.
Next weekend.
Okay.
Well,
you can start it this week. There's a few cabins that are not being used. I'd get on a start.
We're actually almost full.
Are we really?
Yeah.
We get
6, 7, 8, 10, 1, 2, and was supposed to be 3, but they canceled.
Oh, okay. So.
Okay.
Next weekend.
Good.
Okay, Brent, you're helping out with that, right?
I'm helping, and I'll help Paul, and we need to start draining water heaters now because they'll be drained by next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
It takes so long.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I got the antifreeze already, which I don't drain.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think Linda is going to be up there, and Terry, they're going to be out there to help.
You know,
I think.
I'll show Paul how to do the stuff, and you know, you work on one cabin a day, and it's really not an overwhelming task.
Right.
It can be done pretty quickly. Unfortunately, the upper cabins kind of have to all be done at one time because we dump all the water up there, so we don't have that break-in problem we had where people turned the water on, broke in,
right.
Froze the pipes, type stuff. But the lower cabins, you can just start working on one at a time. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
did we come to an agreement on putting a gate right there at the pond?
No, we have not come to an agreement on that yet.
We talked about it.
No, we haven't made a decision on it, though.
Right.
We'll talk about it some more.
Where are you talking about putting it?
That's it. The cattle guard.
The cattle guard right off the main road?
Right. Close for winter. Or, you know.
You mean for the upper cabin area? And the pond?
What if we put a gate back at the culvert you drive across?
Right.
That's going on up.
Yeah, going up to the hill. That might be it.
There are still members that want to come and play
fish.
Around.
And
on.
Right.
On, yeah.
Yeah, because
there's two locations that I was considering. You know, pulling the sink out of the toilet that has stuff in it. Sit down.
I think
just because it was broken. I don't know. Cabinets or something.
Okay. All right. So we got a plan for cabin winterization. Good. Item number five, I'm going to table till future meeting, if that's okay, unless someone wants to volunteer for a committee.
My only question is, in organizing for next month, has there been an organized committee? I know back in the, we had certain titles. I don't know what those are, if we had a list of those.
I think I have a list of all of them.
I have, and I kind of reworked them a little bit and included them into other committees.
I think if we can get that, then
I have all kinds of
them. If you'll just email that out, and then we put that together.
Okay. I'll email that out to the board. Okay, good. And we covered number six.